This is called From One to None from 2014. For years, I have counted. I thrived because I pretended to believe the proper order of things was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I succeeded because I feigned an affinity for 15, because it was more than 10. I earned praise because I could combine 7 with 22 and conjure the illusion that something new had been created called 29, and that 29 was very real. I created lists in order of importance or values. Things to do, things to get, places to go, people. I planned to do things because they were at the top of the list, and naturally, wouldn't it be right to do number 1 before number 2? If I do not get around to number 10, at least I had a strategy. I saw history as a sequence, and if I disrupted that order, the meaning was lost and the wrong people would be to blame. But they attacked them first. Colonialism spawned the revolution. Lax lending policy burst the bubble. 1949 Israel must have preceded September 11. At times I assigned a number to people, and for that I am wrong. I am not one man. She is not number 1. They did not fail to make the cut because they were numbers 31, 32, and 33. 10 best lists leave the 10,000 vocalists left off the list singing to one another. I assess my future security by counting. This is clearly not enough. That would make me feel much more comfortable. When can we relax? Leonard Cohen said he would resume smoking when he reached 80. I likely have missed the quality of 1 or 5 standing alone. What does 5 feel like? What are 5's qualities independent of 4 and 6? Does 1 truly precede and the other follow? Ancient wisdom traditions and modern physicists would not agree. All at once seems to be the prevailing agreement. Counting enables competing and keeping score. Who is the leader? Who has the most? Who is best? To understand and appreciate the light in our kids' eyes or the death of our parents, counting is impotent. Pi does not ease the crawling gnaw of fear in my guts. No algorithm adds a single thing to the dawn or makes it more efficient or more hopeful. When I choose or judge or rank, I leave the rest alone and unloved. Those who count and are counted the least often have the most. We can cover the basics we need to survive without counting. I sat in a city park near Portland State a long, long time ago. I had nothing and I was nowhere without a plan or a strategy. My sack was filled with ideas and no medium to accept them. I did not know what number I was, where I ranked, or how far back I was in the queue. I was the most alive then. I am coming home soon. An old man sits alone. 3 hawks circle overhead. A car horn honks twice. The sun slips behind the flat irons and then is gone. A twilight breeze floats down from the peaks.